top of the page in the Pesach and Aleph. Chazav Rishayish Shematirin Kain Tevel. She needs Arv Bechulin. So the Tevel got mixed up with grain which already had been the Sukkah. It had Trumas and Maisa taken off, now it's Kulin. Yesh Shematirin. Why is Yesh Shematirin? She Yechot Laharfish Melkam Acher. You're able to mafrish on this the mount which is tevel from somewhere else and take off trumas and maizes on the tevel using that other produce. You can't use this because if as much as it's chulin, the part which is chulin, if you would take that part out, the hafrasha would not be effective. Maizes sheni behektish yesh them hetzim bepdi. You can be part of the hektish. You can be part of the maizes sheni. When the omer, after your makir of the omer, the chadash now becomes mutter. So all these things, al nasim hem chachavim shir. So they're not bottle. There's no shir a bittle, but that's only by minan. Shlomi minan is in tam. Shlomi minan they are bottle, but not in tam. Like I said before in the days of Adal, if there is a din bittul, Harbasadam said the Vodazora, we have Tamakrina, the Tabul, the Bottom, Mishum, the Katera Kahi Surah. The Mura and the Vodazora says a different argument why Tabul is not bottul. There's no sheer bittul, because besides the Dabashiyashim Matiran issue, there's a Surah Katera Kahi Surah, and just like one chita is pateras is a kri. One chita takes off a din tevel and makes it, it becomes truma, midaraisa. There's no shift for truma. So a person will take off one chita and make it truma, the whole rest of the kri becomes mutter. So that's keheteroi. So chazal darshan, keheteroi kachisuroi. So one chita of tevel will asa the whole kri. The lacha is, so then these things, there is a shear. Now the Ran says, what do you mean that you can't be, there's no matirin? A person is mafresh truma or trumas meiser or chala, he can go to a bezdin and be matir the hafrasha and start over again. So you could be matir it. So Zataran came to like a mitzvah the mevet hachi. You have no chiyuv to do such a thing. There's no mitzvah to do such a thing. Lamekir davar sheishem matirin kiramina lekamon. So the more is going to say that around, even though you could do such a thing, but there is nothing compelling you to do that. So that's not called davar sheishem matirin.
And you know,
the so neder that we said before. So the in Yerudean in there the Shach argues because neder we had before the Mor says it's really keeping neder is not a good idea. The Chacham would prefer you should be matter the neder. So over there we want you to be matter the neder. So there's a mitzvah to be matter the neder. So it's called Dabbas Yeshal Matirin. Then you can be matter the neder, male not, and shouldn't, you don't do bittul. But whereas by chala, truma, those type of things, we don't want you to be matter it. So you did a frosh, leave it alone. Okay. So not in the Bible, come and share, come and give a share. Shafil and Yisar, but Beminon, even. So, Dabar Sheishem Matirin is Nisar B'Minon, is not Batal. But these things, even though they're Nisar B'Minon, they are Batal, B'Talin. What is the Shear for Bittal? Truma, B'Truma Meister, B'Chala, B'Meyo. The Shear Bittal for Truma and those things is 1 in 100. And Orla Klaikarim, B'Mosayim. B'Sheina B'Minon is Kulin B'Shishim, because of Nisar Tam. Then it says that Shmias is Ein Lo Shir. Shmias is Oseh B'Chol Shu B'Minot. Bein b'tarubis peiris heter b'shal shviyas bein b'gedulin k'en botzel shishish shenotu b'shviyas. And this is true, that it's oyser b'min, it's oyser b'kol shehu, both in a situation of a tarubis, and both in a situation of a gedulin. So if you have a botzel of shishish, which you planted into the ground on shviyas, once it grows a mashahu, the whole thing becomes shviyas, becomes oser. Or it has all the dinim of Shemitah on it. Amar Lehem. Reb Shimon is the one who said this price, right? So Reb Shimon said back, Afheim loy omru ela labir. That which the Mishnah says in Shviyas, that there's no shear by Shemitah, that's regards to the lach of beer. Av hemli omr shashviyas oseres b'chol shu b'mino elin yin shetzarech lechol hatarubis karem ha-beer. So kibin the efshel ochlo yaharvali kitab ha-shesh ha-matirin. You have a way of doing it b'heter. So instead of waiting till after beer and saying, well, you have so much non-Shemitah there, it's bottled, it's mevatel the Shemitah part, eat it b'heter. Before this amount of beer, it's totally mutter, eat it. So therefore, the Chazal said it's not bottled, and you have to eat it before this amount of beer. So that's like Yesha Matirin. So that's in regards to, that's what the Mishnah and Shuiyas meant. But Enochanami, in a case where it's after the beer, and you have a question of, can you eat it or not? So this is Din Bittul. Now, if you'd say it's ein lashir, there's no way to become the whole thing become also to eat. So, so there is a din of nesin tam. And that's true both in a case of a tarubis and both in a case of gidulin, which is our discussion. You're back to the botzel, which you planted. So we're saying alma gidulin einon nimshachem acher ha'iker lios kumahu. So here we're saying that the new growth is Shemitah growth. We don't say since it came out of the Iker, which is a Shishis plant, so that everything is really just Shishis plant. We don't say that. We say the new growth is Shemitah growth. So it's not Nimshach after the Iker. The Hachi, because it would be, if it would be, the new growth is just, seem to be a continuation of the Iker, which is there. So where's the Isser over here? So it means the new growth is not like the original growth. So going back to our Shaila before, so in this case over here, the new growth is Isser. Or Shemitah, which has the Isurim in it. And we're saying the new growth is distinct and separate from the original growth. But flipping it around the other direction, if you would have a botzel of the seventh year, which you plant in the eighth year, so now the new growth is distinct and separate from the seventh year growth, and now it can eventually be mevatel the original growth. So hilchach malin, so that's called it's malin means it's batel, it's mevatel. So you see that we are malin, but the new growth can be mevatel and be malin the original growth. Right, a sirlon. So we see that there's a din malin, the e ain malin. Because you tell me that they're not mala. Why are they not mala? Because you're saying that the new growth is the same as the old one. And then applying that over here, where's the Shemitah growth? Everything is a six-year growth. Diloy hechib shi poshet the megdulin asurin malin alvada kiprishna kiprishin liel. So if that's not the connection between the two, what's the more comparing the two? So we see that the two things are tied together. The Ran says the din of mala, is dependent on this issue of gedulin keikar or not. Fine. So Mora says back. So v'dachi le, the Mora says that you can't prove it. Really, we say that really gedulin are keikar. So therefore, in the case that you had a shmita onion which you plant in the eighth year, the new growth is just considered an extension of the original growth, and it's the whole thing of the shmita onion, and there's no din bittul because it's all shmita. I over here, we're saying in the case of a sixth year onion, we're saying the new growth is not like the sixth year growth, and it's distinct and separate, and it asers, that's the chumra, but it's not that's the ikir adin. Okay. Now, the Ran has a question. The Mor already gave this answer, Dilma Lachumra Shiny, on the Zayin Beis. And the Mor says, you're right, Elamin Hador, let's bring it right from this thing. It's we already gave the answer, Lachumra Shiny. Now we're saying, well, let's bring this proof. And we're saying, that's also Lachumra. Like, so what was the Havamina? Bringing a proof when we know the answer is going to be the same answer as the piece before. Nirba Enai. We already said that maybe the Chumra is different. So why does the Mor believe over here you could bring this proof? We still wanted to bring this proof. The Solak Adait and the Mor right now, originally in the attempt to bring the proof, the Mor assumed the Lekel Amitzi Ki Agavna, you can't give the same answers you gave before that the Chumra is shiny. Why mishum to bishtam al leel like alachad chumra demachmarinon? There's only one step in the chumra. What is that? The gedulin command also meyal madami. That we look at the that the we're machmer and we say that the new growth is not like it's part of the original thing, and therefore it's just a continuation of the same. Rather, it's like it came me'alma, it's like it came from somewhere else. That's the only thing we have to discuss. That's me'alma, that's the opposite of it came from the ikar, it's like it came me'alma. Halachah, imrin the chumra shani, to say the chumra shani over here, you have to mark for two chumras. So machrin and tre chumri. That's quite a chumra to say it asks b'kol shehu, and there's no din bittul. Where the gedulin she'enon dinon le'esra afilu b'kama yester b'kol shehu. First, we're taking this concept of gabi beer. There's no that we're being machmer a chumra of kol shehu. Then we're applying it to a case where meeker than the shemino iser b'chlal, and we're saying it's b'kol shehu. So the more we're saying that the more is being doichel, that really maybe we literally say that the new growth is just an extension of the old growth. And really, in this scenario, this is really a sixth-year plant, and there's no dinim of Shemitah on it. And the new growth in Shemitah is bottled into the... It's considered an extension of the original growth, and there's no Shemitah produce here. And now we're saying, no. Well, but let's be machmer, say, well, we'll done it as if it's Shemitah produce. And not only that, we're going to aser it b'kol shehu. That din is b'kol shehu is a chumra. So we're doing a chumra and a chumra. So the Mor said, we're not going to do that. Say, if this is not Meikir Adin, we wouldn't do say B'kol Shehu. That's the Mor assumed in the Raya. So if I feel the Hachidachia, the Mor says, no.
the bedil mahal nami lechumr shani. The chesh chumri machmirin, but we will be machmir two chumras. Fine. Beginner said the garsi af ani loy amarti el lebiir. The gear said not af hema loyamru, but rather af ani loy amarti vahenu hacht. It's the same answer. The halachi kamar lehu Rav Shimon loy tosvisu li mehach masnisin the shviyas. You can't ask a kasha from that mishnah. The rei he kilo oimeris beferish afani lamarti lebiir. The mishnah itself is talking and saying, you hear me. The mishnah is talking, saying that it's asa b'chol shua. I the mishnah only meant in regards to the beer. The Mishnah says it's oyser b'chol shehu. So Rav Shimon says in a brayser, Rav Shimon's talking. The more brings the Stam Mishnah says it's oyser b'chol shehu, and the more says that Mishnah is only referring to beer, right? So what's the lashon of afani lo amarti? I only said that's Rav Shimon talking now. And we're asking Kasha what the Mishnah meant. We're saying the Mishnah meant X. Shimon says, I meant Y. That's very nice. But I want what the Mishnah meant, not what you meant. So the Ron says, the more is Lashon means that the Mishnah is talking. That Mishnah is talking as if the Tana Mishnah is saying, don't worry, I didn't mean in general. I meant in regards to beer. It's like the Tana of the Mishnah is talking. Okay. So the more. So holding in the Gemara, Elamin Hadoa, seven lines up. What? Okay, so we're still discussing this issue, how to relate to the new growth in the plant. Is the new growth considered just an extension of the original growth, and therefore, in the Shiloh, which was a seventh year plant, which you planted, and in the eighth year. So if the new growth is just an extension, there's no bittul, or do we say that it's distinct, and therefore eventually that new growth will be enough to be mevatel the shemitah produce which is there? El min ador pasha, it's none. Mitzolam shiur deleim gshamim. So you have you put Mitzolim into the ground. For storage. They would store sometimes the onions in the ground. But now it started raining. And at some point they started growing. So if the leaves are strong, that's an indicator that the plant is taking root and is growing. If the leaves are weak, that's an indication that it hasn't really taken root, and it's just being stored in the ground, and it could be growing. The plant would have a vigor to it. So the way you can tell is if the leaves start taking on a strong hue of color, that indicates that they're growing. So now it's a Shemitah produce, and it has any Shemitah on it. If they remain with the original green color. But before you put them in, when you put them in, so that they remain mutter. Rechim and Antigonus, he uses a different simon. Yechel mitolish ba'olin shalehan asurin. If you pull on the leaves, you pull out the plant, that indicates that the leaves are strong. So that means it's grow. So then it's going to be. It means that it took roots and is growing. So now it's a shemitah produce. So then it's asurin. then the Mishnah says, "Ukenegdon, if the same story would take place in the Matzoy Shavuos."
Even if they've been pulled out that they haven't taken.
No. If the plant is the leaves, it hasn't taken roots, the leaves are weak. So I pull on the leaves, the plant stays in the ground, and the leaves just go boop. If the leaves are strong, means when I pull on it, I can pull out the plant. So now that indicates that the leaves are strong enough, means that it's taking roots. Again, in the case you can't pull out at all, but we're talking about the case you pull it out. But sometimes you pull it out. If the whole thing is just the leaves are just withering, you pull on the leaves, all you get is leaves. You don't get the plant. If the stem etc. is strong enough, that I can pull out and pull out the whole thing. Indicates that it's still strong. That means it's growing. Okay. So, but then it says the kinetic limits of shavuos mutarin. But if you have the same story in Matzoy Shavuos, now we're saying that means you planted a Shemitah produce in Shminis, and we're saying that now the new growth is can be mevatel the old growth. If there's no moisture at all, so we're not kosher the fact that it started to take root, right? Right, something like that sort of, I would assume, yeah. You're asking, I'm not a major book in agricultural halachas. I was just saying, basically, yeah. So, remember the Gdulei Hatter Malinus Isser, so that this is Mamash Arshaila. Arshaila was a Shemitah produce which you plant, Matzoy Shavuos. What happens? Specifically, we were discussing a case of a botzel, and in the Mishnah by botzel, a Shemitah produce, eighth year, and he's saying it's mutter, good, so what's the eight mer cup? It's a fair Mishnah, right? Some more answers. So we have a right to our Shiloh. Medilma b'meduchanin. Some more says, maybe I could tell you the case over here was that the bulb of the onion, before you put it into the ground, had been crushed. So such a bulb which is weakened, then the new growth is not considered an extension of the old growth because the original growth is weakened already. But in a case where you have a vibrant, strong original plant, so the new growth is just considered an extension of the old growth. This is to the Ram. Let's bring a proof from this. The Tanya, it's five lines up. Solom Shiyar Dolem Kshamim, Mishriyas, Mitzomchu. They started to, and we see that there's leaves. Imhoya Olin Shalhan Shkarin Asurin. Shalab Shkarin doesn't mean black. Al Noitin, the Shachars, they're darker. Shazam Machiach Shagidulon Yofa means that they're growing nicely. Mikarka Shriyas Nisgadlu. So it means they're growing out of in Shemitah when the Fichach Asurin Harikum Matorin Shekimer Shem Yeroikim Malav Machmas Yenikas Akarka and Niskadu Al Machmas Botzal Atzmar. So just the lighter green color just means the botz itself has a certain amount of growth coming out. Yuchel Mitalish Baolin Shalahen Asurin Chegav Nemucha Milsa Shein Yenikas Enyafa. If they're strong leaves, so it means it's growing nicely. That means it's growing out of the ground. If it's after Shemitah, it's mutter. Mishum the ba'olin halalu v'alei rabu gedulin al eker abatzel. This type of leaf growth indicates that there's much more new growth than what was there originally. Al eker abatzel hamurah behem kachner be'enai alma en gedulin nimshachan akar eker. That Rabbi Malinus, we see it's mevatelit. B'meduchanin, shadoch v'shachak absolim. So you crush them. V'kimen d'meduchanin, you know, agree they're weak. V'loy mamshachi gedulin basrael. There, the new growth is not considered an extension of the old growth. But a case where it's a healthy onion, that would not be true. Okay.